Today is day two of the Get Divorce Ready Back to School Challenge. And I'm popping into your ears today to talk about the first day of the challenge, because it might have been quite a surprise to you. You see, getting divorce ready is all about a good mindset. And when we're worried and when we're nervous, we think doing practical things is the starting point, because that will help us feel better. But in reality, when we're feeling anxious and nervous, one of the best ways to actually deal with that anxiety is to feel into it. And that's what day one was all about. Starting with where you are, reminding you that it's really important that you take care of yourself throughout the whole of the divorce process, not just during this challenge. If it's been a while since you've taken really good care of yourself, then I do recommend that you go back to day one and really think about the ways in which that you can nurture yourself, either on your own or with a friend. The section about asking you to look at the way that you avoid things isn't to make you feel bad, because we all have these strategies. It's about helping you to recognise when you put things off and to go a bit deeper as to why you do that. You see, one of the reasons that divorce can take a long time is because we don't like the process, we're scared, we're nervous, we're anxious, we're frightened, and so we do nothing and we put it off and we put it off. And having a little bit of support to say, it's okay to be anxious, it's okay to be scared, it's okay to know that other people feel the same way that you do right now in this situation, can help you move forward. So if you haven't completed that part of the workbook, go back and do it now and just be honest with yourself. Remember, nobody else is going to see this workbook. It's just for you. If you feel that you need to forgive yourself for anything, then do that too. Remember that you're a human being human. None of us is perfect. But if you're doing this challenge, I'm guessing it's because you want to change things in your life. It's said that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Which means if you want things to be different, you have to make them be different. And if that means owning up to the fact that you've been putting things off, and it might be because the children have been on summer holidays and it's really difficult to get papers out and to focus and to think about money or practicalities of divorce paperwork when the children are around, that's okay. But now they're back to school. So what excuses are you tempted to run in your mind to avoid doing things? And just decide that for this week, you're going to show up every day, open the emails, do the action steps, and commit to opening the email on the following day. I promise you, if you open every single email and do every single workbook, at the end of this week, you'll be so much clearer about where you are specifically in your divorce, what you're good at, what you're really clear on, where your strengths are, and where you need some extra support. So if you're frightened about money, you'll understand the four things that you can do to make that step a little bit easier. If you're frightened about communication and having conversations, you'll have a great top tip in order to be able to start having conversations with your soon-to-be ex-husband. This challenge is really designed to help you land in where you are right now, in all its glory, the good and the bad. If you want to share any of your experiences in Ladies Who Leave the Facebook group, you're always more than welcome to do that. And if you want to keep it private, that's absolutely fine too. You can always drop me an email if that's more helpful for you. But know that there are lots of other women just like you going through this process, doing the challenge and committing to take a step forward. Remember that there are no right or wrong answers, because every single person has a different experience of divorce, and we'll be talking about that in a bit more in day two. It's about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And sometimes that takes a little while. So be gentle with yourself. Nurture yourself in small ways, knowing that at the end of this week, you'll have a better picture. Does it mean that your divorce will be done this week? No, it's highly unlikely. But just knowing that you have a goal, that you understand the overview of the things that you need to think about, will help build your confidence so that you can keep taking steps forward. Those steps don't have to be huge. The steps just have to be the right width and depth for you. That's different for everybody. So if you do show up in the Facebook group, which will be lovely to see you there, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You're only up against you. So if you can finish every day thinking that you've done a great job, then celebrate it in whatever way that works for you. You might not be as far ahead as other people doing the programme, and you might be streets ahead of others. Where are you in comparison to you? How much better do you feel? How much more confident are you? What are those areas that you need to work on? If you, like me, like nice stationery, feel free to buy yourself a nice notebook and a pen and use that to write notes. You'll notice that every day this week there'll be some additional papers at the back of the workbooks, so you can print off if you want to and make some more notes or fill them in online. It's entirely up to you. And you can go back to these workbooks time and again. So ladies, have a very good day too. Thank you for being part of this challenge. Thank yourselves for being part of this challenge. And I'll be back in your ears very soon. Take care.